The actor James Best is perhaps best remembered for playing Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane in The Dukes of Hazzard.
Cletus, I'll tell you what to look hard for. Look hard in your pay envelope next week, because stupidity is subject to withholding tax. You dipstick!
James Best died this past week at the age of 88. Best enlisted in the U.S. Army after high school and ended up serving with the military police in Germany during World War II. During that time, he joined a military theater group, and he was pretty good at acting. In the 1950s, Best acted in all kinds of Western movies and made appearances on TV shows like The Twilight Zone and The Andy Griffith Show. But it's his role as the inept but endearing sheriff on The Dukes of Hazzard that stands out. I spoke with Best just ahead of a Dukes of Hazzard reunion in 2013, and he told me that one of the reasons he signed on to this show was because he was told it would be shot in Georgia and that he wouldn't have to move to Los Angeles. But plans changed, and so did the show's location.
Anyway, we spent in the next 6.5 years in L.A., and I thank God every day for having been a small part in a series that's known all over the world now. And after 30 years, we still draw thousands and thousands of fans at DukeFest.
Do you have a favorite episode yourself, personally?
Well, it would sound conceited if I said so, but I had more fun playing the Million Dollar Sheriff, which was a two-parter, where I inherited supposedly $1 million.
What's it feel like being the richest man in Hazzard County?
Oh, it's good news!
Yeah, but he ain't! I'm the richest man in Hazzard County! I always have been, I always will be!
From the sound of things, boss, Roscoe could buy you out quicker than a stuck pig squeals.
I think there were so many of the shows that I really, really had a pleasure working, especially with Boss Hogg, Sorrel Book, who was a fantastic actor, and he went along with everything I would say. You know, I go, I'm kidding, and I do all that stuff.
Yeah, Roscoe always had a hard time getting his words out.
Yeah, well, you know, originally they wanted me to play Roscoe as a straight sheriff. I didn't want to do that. I said, I'm going to play Roscoe like a 12-year-old who likes hot pursuit. And when I got the giggle and the whole thing, I ad-libbed that. That's what I used to do with my daughters when they were little. I'd go, get you little rascal. And when I met with the producers and directors, that's what I did, and they fell off their chairs laughing. So that's what I incorporated in the television series.
You know, Bo and Luke were famous for sliding into their car, the General Lee, in kind of an unusual way, going in through the window. Were you good at that? Did you ever try that?
No, I've never tried to slide through the windows because I was 50 years old. At that point, I had a hard enough time falling off curbs and crashing the car and all that crazy stuff, you know.
That's just a little bit more than the normal life.
Well, before we let you go, can you give us Roscoe P. Coltrane for the road?
Okay, this is the way it goes. This is Roscoe P. Coltrane going against the fat. Buddy, you got your ears on? I love hot pursuit. Come here, Flash. Get him. I'm gone.
I'm a good old boy.
Actor James Best died this past week in Hickory, North Carolina. He was 88 years old.
But you don't understand, they keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.